Hello, 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 everyone. It's me, your girl, Kristen Aline John, here for the thousandth time. And why I say a thousandth time, it is not my first time trying to record this particular episode. I'm not sure what it is about this episode, but I think I'm making some imps mad because everything with my equipment is going wrong. But I decree and declare by the authority given to me through Jesus Christ that this podcast shall go out in the way the Holy Spirit wants it to go forth. And it shall bring transformation. I want to thank you so much for joining us for once again another lovely, lovely, lovely episode with Jesus Freak, Jesus Freak, Jesus Freak. And even though I try to keep things a bit light, I hope you can tell from my voice that we mean serious business. We are here to open up the conversation doorways about real challenges and real decisions that people have to make in this new world, in this new modern world that really goes against a lot of the biblical principles that we ought to follow. And we have to navigate our way around that. And there's not enough discussion, or there's not enough traction or traffic around us discussing challenges, real life, everyday challenges that affects us as Christians. And that's what Jesus Freak Podcast is here to open up our conversation, open up our minds, but more so to allow us to reach and dig deeper as to what does God have to say about all of this? Because that's the one question that society seems to no longer care about. So we know what is politically correct to say, and we know how we have to answer certain questions and what's no longer right. And we know all of that. They've well-trained us because they push their agenda. But when it comes to the Christians, why are we so unprepared as to how do we deal with the difficult topics? As a bunch of Christians, if an atheist comes up to us and say, well, I don't believe in God, and they give their reasons, are you armed with what you're going to say, or are you going to stand there and be like, well, you to know? Are you going to use it as a witnessing opportunity? And when I say witnessing, I never say as a mindless battle, as a my God is better, and because that in itself is a waste of time. Huh? Check Facebook. I mean, that and all should show you that it makes no sense to argue with persons who are just there to hear themselves, but they're really not there to listen. Yeah. So I just don't really pay those type of haters any mind. But with that being said, really, we are called to really understand that we are at war, Christians. Remnants, we are at war. And we need to pick up our spiritual weapons, such as prayer and fasting, our spiritual gifts, such as discernment. And we need to understand that we cannot be living any old type of way when we are in war. There's a physical manifestation of war happening right now in the Ukraine and Russia, and our hearts are with those who are affected in various ways. But there's a spiritual war that's also happening in tandem. Because what happens in the spiritual eventually manifests in the physical. So look around earth, and you can have an idea that the earth is groaning. Yeah. And we are seeing sort of glimpses of what God is calling the end time, and the ushering of a rapture season has already begun to take place. But it's all sugar-coated in such a way that you will question, well, it feels horrible, but it's bearable, I guess. So maybe this is not it. Oh no, this is it. And we are going to delve a lot deeper into that, but this is not the episode for it today. Today we're talking about why not OnlyFans. And OnlyFans, as for many of us, you know, we probably heard it from their certain popular songs that definitely made the pop charts in 2022. And there are certain celebrities that, you know, they have pushed the mandate of OnlyFans. And OnlyFans was really created in London, UK. It was an internet-based subscription service. And you can tell from how I'm reading this that I'm clearly reading it, because there's a way I want to describe it, but that's not really what it is. So ideally, it is a sex subscription service where both professional and amateur persons could perform sexual, you know, acts and fantasies, and persons, you know, they just cash up and they can make lots of money from it. And a matter of fact, it's become so popular that there are various fetishes, such as, you know, some persons have a foot fetish, a hand fetish. They may just want to see someone masturbate, or they may have some sexual fantasy, and you put your cash up there and boom, just like that, you can have your money right without leaving home. Your face doesn't have to be shown, your personal details are not relieved, and nobody got to know. Nobody got to know that you got your rent money from going on OnlyFans. Nobody got to know that if you're in your 10-year relationship with this guy that God told you he's not for you, with this lady that God said she's not the one, but you need to pay the mortgage or the rental agreement when the month comes home. That's like your OnlyFans subscription. Nobody got to know. Nobody got to know that, well, you know, sometimes for the right fee, I'll have sex with the guy because, you know what? Nobody got to know. And, well, my kids, they have needs. Nobody gets to know. Who's going to know? I wouldn't know. Your mother wouldn't know. Maybe your husband or your wife, maybe they wouldn't even know, but somebody knows. And that's why you have that feeling deep inside about it. That feeling such as, oh, this just feels so wrong. I hate doing it. But, you know, you keep hearing that voice that says, but you have to. You have to do it. Because without OnlyFans, or without his money, or without her money, or without doing something against your ethical standards, there's no way you'll be able to provide. There's no way you'll be able to get that position unless you sleep with that person. It's not possible. And that's the lie that the evil side has told you. And you've believed it. And not many of us are going to be very honest that we do. For some of us, our only fan subscription is our jobs. It distracts us. We're not being able to be the type of person that we need to be for our families and for our, you know, passion projects that Christ has laid upon our heart. But we need to pay the bills. And even though God has told me to open up a clothing store, that makes no sense. That's impractical. I'm a mom of three and I have bills to pay. So I'm just going to stick with my only fans. Oops, sorry, no, your job. So even though OnlyFans is predominantly a sex subscription services where you can literally become rich by doing easy things, where I am seeing that there are young persons, you know, the guy that goes around on Facebook and he asks you like how much money you make. I saw kids that were younger than me who bought homes from their OnlyFans accounts. Couples are having sex online and you cash up and you pay them and all they gotta do is show you them having sex. I mean, that's so easy. Like, it makes sense. Who wouldn't do that? Why not? Nobody got to know. But he knows. Isn't that enough? Well, if that isn't enough, and if we think that God understands everything, so I guess that means we can do it. And that's sarcasm, if you can't tell from my tone of voice. I want us to turn to 1 James verses 27. And it says, pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans. When last have we done that? And widows in their trouble. So if they have needs, clothing, food, shelter, a friend to talk to, a cup of coffee, someone to go to the cinema with, that's ministry. That's what our religion is about, loving everyone, taking care of the needs of everyone. But listen to this. And the Bible says, and it's in conjunction with these acts of service for ones that society calls, you know, they may tend to be a bit more vulnerable than others, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. So what that means is that God is expecting us to live our Christian walk in a way where we are blameless. And even though we are all sinners and we will sin, with the help of the Holy Spirit, we need to make decisions that brings honor to Christ's kingdom here on earth. And even though we have things that we can do that no one would know, God knows. And you know. Your spirit knows. And it shows. I'm actually not trying to rhyme, but it's really just a fact. So that's why it's very important for us to remember that even though it's easy, even though it's convenient, even though we got our bills to pay, and you're probably saying, well, why you don't pay my bills to me? Well, because I'm not God. And God reminds us that He doesn't expect our life to necessarily be easy. He expects it to be filled with trials. I mean, just follow Jesus' Christ's life, and He had trial and temptation after temptation. In St. James verses 1, in James 1 verses 2, we see He says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. So God already knows that there are lots of trials that we are going to face. Is it fair that persons can make over $200,000 in a year making deals with devil companies, with devil-like principles? And meanwhile, you're trying to do what God says, and you can't make ends meet, and you can't go to vacation in Maui? Is it fair? No, it's not. But God reminds us that knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. And verses 4 says, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So God is reminding us to endure to the very end. God wants to say to us, well done, good and faithful servant. But what is your OnlyFans subscription equivalent? Or maybe you simply do have an account. God is asking us to take a deep look and to put a mandate on Him. He wants us to trust Him. He wants us to have faith in Him. So if you're a drug dealer, you're selling, you know, dope, or you're selling crack, or whatever it is you do to make that extra cash because you have a family to provide for, whether you're sleeping with someone outside of your marriage or you're not married and you know God is saying stop, but you believe you have to in order to pay the bills, I'm asking you to challenge God. Yeah. Sounds bold, sounds brazen. But trust me, God is waiting for us to put a mandate on His word. You know, we don't use our word with the power that it has, right? You know, the Bible is a literal magical book. It's magical. It has supernatural powers if you use it well. So, you open your Bible to the to any scripture that puts a mandate on what you want. So let's say, for example, I am believing God to provide for all my financial needs because I've closed off my OnlyFans account. I come to God and I open and I find the scripture that lines up with it. And I say, "Dear God, I'm going to put a mandate on you because I want to live the life that you want me to live according to your will. But I believe I'll be broke. And I don't think, oh God, that that's your wish for me, because your word says that I must have an abundant life. But God, you need to provide for me if I'm to do it your way and if I'm to walk in your will. And so today I put down my and whatever is yours equivalent to an OnlyFans account. You make a promise and you repent to God that you are backing away from this. But because he said obedience is better than sacrifice, and you have obeyed what his spirit is telling to your spirit, tell God that, God, now I am putting a mandate on you to provide for my needs in this particular area. And I want you to write to us personally at deu3230@gmail.com, or you could comment on this podcast and see it as you're giving a testimony and prophesy and let others know what God is going to do for you, because you're laying down your equivalent to an OnlyFans subscription, and watch God work. I've done it. It can be done. We do not have to keep making deals with the devils and companies that are not in alignment with who Jesus Christ is calling us to be. You know, did you know that OnlyFans, internet subscription service, they quadrupled in sales when there was an ex pro basketball player called Justin LaBoy. He started doing late night IG streaming. So basically, he'll be in a strip club and the girls will be there and their cash apps will be there, and they were out of work, I think, and he had to do something with the pandemic. So I think it was like house parties or the private, you know. And he named that business enterprise Demon Time, as in D-E-M-O-N, Demon Time. And simply what that was is that persons were paying to see those, you know, sex workers have fun, and some of them they would walk away with as much as $4,000 per night. Talk about easy. But does that make it right? Honestly, does it make it right? I think not. And then it doesn't matter what I think. God is reminding us in James that we need to be spotless and blameless. So I am here today to encourage you to put a mandate on God and remind him that if you lay your equivalent to an OnlyFans subscription down, he must provide. And come back and let us know what it is that God did for you. Holy Spirit, I thank you for this word. May it go forth and produce fruit in this season. I give you thanks for this opportunity. Bless every listener and strengthen them in this season to walk according to your precepts and according to your commandments. And let them feel your love. Let them feel your joy. Let them feel your peace. And let them have renewed faith and hope in you. In no other name but the mighty name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. I love you all. Thank you for listening to another episode of Jesus Freak, Jesus Freak, Jesus Freak.